daughter, but I didn't know much about her. And my sister, Kathy, actually, I don't know how she got a hold of the bookmark, but she takes me and she goes, you know, Mary, I heard Deb. I don't know if you heard her speak or what it was. Okay, she heard Deb at the City Mission, and Deb had given out those bookmarks. They looked a little different, but it's actually a song, correct? And Kathy goes, you need to read this. And when I read it, I saw her heart for the Lord. I saw her heart for her family, and it really encouraged my heart because, like I said, I didn't know Amy, but I could see what kind of a home that she had come from, and it blessed me. And now today, we're sharing family, and we are friends, and I would encourage you, ladies, now, I mean, we are truly blessed to have a Christian family that's interconnected, but I would encourage you to pray for your children's spouses, because I am truly blessed by my daughter-in-law, and I have an awesome son-in-law, and I prayed for those kids long before my children ever got married. So I know your kids are little, but I want to encourage you to pray for them. So it is my privilege to introduce Deb, and she is going to share with you the joys that she had as she raised her children and as she served the Lord in ministry and alongside with her children. So Deb?
Thanks. Just figure out how to make this thing work, I guess. It's a good thing I wore a blazer.
It's a little...
Okay, put it somewhere. So bear with me. I've watched other people do this and felt bad for the awkwardness of it, so now it gets to be me. As I talk about awkward,
where? On your
oh my!
Even on your
maybe I'll put it in my pocket.
There you go.
The clip came off. I've watched my husband do this many times too, and then everybody laughs. Okay, how's this? Don't you love it? There we go. How's that? Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Probably could have anyway.
No, no.